You wanted to know the different colours each subject was.
Okay, yeah, okay. Then matching them up with their own reminiscences of what colours subjects should be.
Well, we don't agree on this already.
Well, I'm in charge of
purple.
You don't get your own show and you can do your own bit. There, oh, you did have one, didn't you? It's all very recent.
Oh, I like that. I like that. The cause of merriment.
No, that's true. I said don't get your own show and you looked at me as if to say, please, then. The wound is still fresh. Ah, well, you know.
Want some more vinegar in that wound?
No, even nitwits. Anyway, here we go. As I remember it, maths. Let's go around. Maths books are red, aren't they? Your maths textbook is red. Dan, is it red?
Oh, man,
then agree with me, man. We're two men here. Go on. Go on.
Well, he's not dreaming.
He's bottled out.
Maths books blue.
Exactly. Oh, thank you.
Maths books are blue.
No, maths books were
Let's
blue.
Let's ask our caller. Well, who are I talking
blue
to? Was it Bill? Was it Joe?
This is Joe.
Joe, what colour are maths books?
Well, they're, according to the national curriculum, this is national curriculum standard here, they're blue.
What colour are your books?
My books.
What colour was your maths textbook?
Oh, gosh. I imagine
textbook.
green.
No, no, they're red.
You mean the exercise book?
The exercise book. Your maths book. The one when it's filled up, you have to go to that odd little storeroom and swap over. And they put one of those marks on it they only do for deleted albums in the States. Straight away through it. So there. So we've established maths exercise books are red. Next one up. Go on, Joe. What have we got?
Well, science. No, English. Yellow.
Yeah, no, they're brown. They're brown.
Green.
Your English book's brown. Your English exercise book is brown because you could never read English on the front. That was the joke. You had black ink on a brown background. We thought it was ironic because it was like, they're brown. Write that down. Go on, Joe. What's the next one?
Science, the kind of orangey-reddy colour.
No, that's maths again. No, science was blue. Science books are blue, orangey-reddy colour. Alice, what do you think?
I don't even remember having an exercise book for science.
You remember
Must
science.
I think it was a file.
You were inhaling ether. The whole thing was a dream to you, Darren. That was a bit of, remember the thin tap, the big thin tap?
With the long orange rubbery thing
hanging from it, yeah.
Which you can always attach to the gas tap.
Exactly.
The water tap.
And why on earth in science?
First, that's important.
You have those particular stools in science, if you forgive the phrase.
The high ones, yes.
Which have a hole in the middle.
And not just a hole in the middle, but a concave area.
For the bottom. Yeah, okay, so we've established that. Joe, the next one, please. What have you got?
Design technology, green.
I don't know.
What's the subject? Yeah,
there is no such
you
subject.
Didn't study that, because we didn't have that then.
No, they didn't know. They're just
back
the exactly, the leeches. That was science. So go on, and next one?
Information technology.
Nobody ever heard of that.
No technical drawing.
There's some woman who's got a nut on the phone. There's no such thing as information and technology. A bogus lesson invented by lazy teachers so they can get over their stones night before.
Excuse me, information technology is very hard to implement in the classroom.
Sure. I was just going to talk to a teacher. What's your full name, by the way, Joe?
Bloom, Joe Bloom.
What do the kids call you?
Miss Bloom.
They call you Bloomer. What do they call you, really? What do you suspect they call you in the corridor? Bloomer?
Bloomy, perhaps.
Bloomer next. It's Bloomer, I'm afraid. It is Bloomer. That would definitely... So next one up, Joe, what have we got?
History, a nice purple colour.
Thank you.
There's no such thing as a purple book. Alice
said yes, there was.
There's
many
of them. No.
You and I are educated only under the auspices of the old LCC.
Yes, of course.
I'm not sure the rest of the country...
No. My boy come in the other day and his books. I'm saying, yes, that's it. Because I had to go and find... No, my daughter had to go and find her maths book. So I looked for the red one. On the front, maths. And I thought, I was rather proud of that. That's still the same. Carry on, Joe.
Geography, brown.
No, geography's yellow. Geography's pale yellow, woman. It's pale yellow, a geography book. Otherwise, how the hell are you going to find it? Put it down in yellow.
I don't know what I'm writing here.
The nightmare here is I'm racking my brains. All my exercise books are the same colour. All blue.
No. That's because you cover them all in the same wallpaper then. It's not the same thing, really. Go on, Alice.
I remember. You remember the comments the teachers used to write at the end of essays and homework and things like that?
Yeah, this was a genius. Okay, so this... He had his own show. Mine was the one I got, yeah.
Right. This is why it's cemented in my mind.
It shows potential to be a radio sidekick. C. Ed McMahon. Yeah, go on.
This is cemented in my mind that history exercise books were purple because after one particular history essay, at the bottom, the teacher, who was a bit like a funeral director in her manner, had written under it, Too long-winded again. I don't know, okay? Now, I meant... she wrote, too long... You're being too long-winded again.
Why?
Because so, I was, probably.
Really? You got over that, didn't you? Yeah, go on.
So... I lent my textbook to somebody, and she, unbeknownst to me, wrote under it, sorry, I've been eating artichokes again.
Yeah.
Then the book was handed back in.
Listen, we'll come back to the end of this story, soonest. Because the idea that you're long-winded...